إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you about this great danger. And that danger is the danger of seeking popularity. Of seeking popularity in the work of Deen, especially in the work of Deen. And this is the big danger that people who become interested in Islam fall into. Shaitan has different ways of deceiving people, and he deceives people in the ways that best suit them. So people who are in the work of Deen, the Shaitan does not tell them to do things which are obviously haram, like drinking alcohol or going back to the kind of lives that they used to live. But he takes them into something which is even worse, which is ar-riya, because ar-riya is shirk. And there is nothing which is worse than shirk. Greed is the mother of all evil, and seeking popularity is the mother of greed. And we find this happening all the time, where people who are engaged in doing good work, in calling people to Islam, for example, in doing street dawah, in doing good conferences, they don't fall into the trap of making money out of those conferences, they do not fall into the trap of taking money for their doing their street dawah and so on. But what happens is immediately you see Facebook pages, you see Twitter messages, and you see every kind of attempt to show the world about this great work that they are doing. And you have photographs of them talking to other people, and you have photographs of them sitting on a stage in a conference and so on, showing the people, showing the world, showing the world, showing the world. What else is riya? Tell me. Because our whole thing is now focused not on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but on showing the world. And of course, Shaitan comes in and Shaitan tells you that, no, actually we are not showing the world. We are doing this because by this popularity, we will attract more people to this work. And of course, more people do get attracted after a while. But forget that. Think about what is happening to you inside. So there is one thing which is to inform people. And there's another thing which is to take it to the level of an obsession, where unless you have YouTube hits, unless you have TRP ratings on your TV programs, unless you have that many thousand people in conferences, unless you have so many hits on your Facebook page, or unless you have so many Twitter messages being retweeted and so on, you are not happy. Now that is pure and simple seeking popularity, which is ar-riya, is working to please the people, not working to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive us for that. The key thing to understand is this, that there is safety in anonymity, there's safety in remaining hidden, there's safety in doing work quietly, and that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the barakah. People who do their work quietly are the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses for His work. And you see this all the time. You see people working quietly by themselves, no Facebook, no nothing, but you see that they and their word is spread all over the world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about things to take them and their word across the world. Whereas people who are trying to do that consciously struggle and struggle and struggle, and they achieve nothing, and they reach nowhere. It's very important for us in the interest of tarbiyah, when we are doing the work of deen, to sit down and take stock of ourselves. Forget the crowds, forget the numbers, forget the Facebook, forget the YouTube hits. Look at yourself and put metrics on yourself and say that after I have started doing this work of deen, how regular have I become in my tahajjud? What is the level of khushu' in my salah? What is the level of following of sunnah in my life? What is the level of fulfilling the fara'id of Islam in my life? How much of charity am I giving personally? And so on. Put measurements on yourselves. Put clear measurements on yourself, which you can measure, and you can say that maybe I am on the right path. Maybe. Think about this. Today we have no hesitation in publicizing the work that we do, and we use every kind of means to publicize the work that we do. But think about this: somebody like Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, famous statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said that if you knew what I know about myself, you would throw dust on my head. Imagine,
The person like Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, for whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give him the faham of the Quran, the first mufassir of the Quran, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved, and somebody who is known as one of the greatest ulama of Islam of the Sahaba, says this about himself. He didn't, none of the Sahaba ran behind popularity. None of them tried to talk about themselves. There's not a single statement that I know where a Sahabi said, I have done this or we have done this and we have brought so many people to Islam. But today, our whole language is focused on this. I have done this, my group has done this, my organization has done this, and so on and so on. We are not talking about the hidayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. We talk in terms of our own so-called contribution to that. This is something which is a very, very great danger, and I warn myself and I warn you, stay away from popularity. Do not seek popularity. Run away from popularity. Ensure that your name is not anywhere. Do your best. In spite of that, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, He will ensure that your name is seen. He will ensure that you will become visible. Inshallah, there is khair in that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. But don't do it by yourself. Don't stand up there and say, this is what we are doing, and this is what I am doing. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Be very, very, very careful about this and stay away from all of these things. The other big danger of all this is, of course, the issue of coming in the limelight long before the work has gone anywhere, long before you have become strong to do anything. And then, of course, a lot of forces of evil stand up against you and crush you even before you have been able to achieve anything useful. And that's the reason why it is very important. Do good work. Do the work of Islam. Do the work of spreading goodness all around you, and do it quietly. Low profile, quietly, no publicity. Do not ever seek publicity. And then final point, make lots and lots of tawbah. Make lots and lots of tawbah. Monitor yourself. Put metrics on yourself. Make tahajjud fard on yourself. Stand in tahajjud and measure the level of khushu in your salah. If that is not coming, it doesn't matter if your conference attracted 50,000 people. You will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a faulty salah or with no salah. Now please do not do that to yourself. This is very, very harmful. It makes no difference what happens on the public platform. What makes a difference is what happens when we stand alone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us khushu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with the fear of displeasing Him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with love for Him. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to save us from this terrible thing of riya. See where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned riya. He said, فَوَيْلُوا لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned riya with regard to salah. How much more important is it that we save ourselves from this? Because with regard to salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned riya. How much more possible is riya when we are talking about other things like public conferences and public talks and so on and so forth. Those of us who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a public platform, we need to be very, very careful with ourselves. We need to be very careful that we do not end up with that public platform becoming the platform of Jahannam for us. Let us make very, very sure that before we go to any talk or something, pray 2 rakat of salah, ask the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the words that reach the hearts of people. When that talk is finished, again make sujood at the earliest possible opportunity, pray 2 rakat nafil salah, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from the harm of popularity, Forget about seeking popularity. Popularity is a very, very big danger. As I said, greed is the mother of all evil and popularity is the mother of greed. Do not seek popularity. Do not run behind that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to guide you to that which is pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.